We now begin Maseches Bechoros. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And the topic of this chapter is the Peter Chamor, the requirement, the mitzvah from the Torah, to redeem a firstborn male donkey. When a Jew owns a donkey and it has a male as its first offspring and it's born in the normal way, so then, as opposed to, like, say, a C-section, so then there's a mitzvah from the Torah, one of the Targum mitzvahs, to redeem that newborn donkey onto a seh. A seh means a goat or a sheep of any gender or age, etc. And then to give that seh, that goat or sheep, to a kohen. Okay? The two separate things. One is that there's an iser to get any benefit from the donkey till it's redeemed. There's a separate issue, which is the financial obligation to give now that seh, or the Mishnah first was a teleh, a lamb, but same thing, to a kohen. Two separate things. If one doesn't want to or refuse to or redeem the donkey, then there's actually an obligation to do a rifa, essentially decapitate it, and the carcass is asur b'hanah, you can't get benefit from it. In any case, our Mishnah starts by elaborating the point that this only applies to a wholly Jewishly owned donkey, and that means the Jew has to own not just the mommy, but also the baby. This is based on a pasuk. Okay, the pasuk in Bamidbar Paragimel, pasuk Gimel says, Kili kol bechor, Hashem says, every firstborn is mine. Beyom hakosi kol bechor be'eret Mitzrayim, hikdashti li kol bechor be'Yisrael ma'adam ad behema. On the day that I struck down all of the firstborns in Egypt, I sanctified to myself every firstborn in Israel, from both person to animal. So you see that it has to be Yisrael. And the Mishnah will actually say that explicitly at the end of the Mishnah, that it has to be that it's a Jew we're talking about here. And it's, since it says kol bechor be Yisrael, the drush is it has to be that the bechor, the firstborn donkey or cow, goat or sheep, as the case may be, you'll see later on, has to be wholly owned, entirely owned, essentially, by a Yisrael, by a Jew. Okay, therefore says the Mishnah inside, Halokeach uber chamuro shel nachri. If a Jew purchases, like, the rights to get a unborn fetal donkey, when it's born, he says, the donkey will be mine. So if that donkey is a firstborn male that comes from this non-Jewishly owned mommy donkey, so then the baby will be exempt from Peter Chamor obligations, because even though a Jew owns the baby donkey, the mommy wasn't owned by a Jew. Similarly, Bahamocher lo. The same goes if a Jew sells his, like, the fetal donkey to a non-Jew. So even though the Jew owns the mommy, the mommy gives birth to it, it's exempt from the mitzvah Peter Chamor, because it wasn't wholly owned by a Jew. Editorial come by the Mishnah. Afal pi she'eno rishai. By the way, says the Mishnah, you're actually not allowed to sell donkeys to non-Jews. The reason for this is because the din derabanan, the Torah protects Jewish animals from working on Shabbos. That's a mitzvah called shvisas behemtecha, shvisas behema. When you make kiddush, you say behemtecha. Your livestock also get a day off. And if there was the possibility, you know, of selling livestock to Gentiles, what would happen is as follows. The Chazal were afraid. People think, listen, I own a donkey. A donkey is a means of production. You know, donkeys are capital. They're worth them. They're worth $100 a day. And, you know, 6 days a week, I get my money's worth. But the seventh day on Shabbos, I can't work my donkey. I got a great idea. Let me rent it out to temporarily sell it. So I'm going to sell my chametz on Pesach. I'll sell my donkey to a goy. And then the donkey will be owned by the goy. And I'll essentially, by renting it out, I'll circumvent the halachas of Shvisas Behemtecha. So the rabbi said, no, we're not doing that. Since we're afraid people will rent out their donkeys on Shabbos, or for that matter, any behemagasa, any, you know, draft animal, like same as for a camel or a horse or a cow. Therefore, there's a derabbanan of selling animals ever to Gentiles, unless you come to rent them your animals on Shabbos. Okay. Says the Mishnah further, v'mishtateflo, if a person is in partnership with a Gentile with this donkey, meaning, for example, the Jew and the Gentile go to the market, they buy a donkey together, each one puts in, you know, $50, so now they're partners, so then the animal is exempt. And this is true even if the Gentile has even just a small portion. For example, the Gentile says, listen, I'm going to be partners with you and your baby donkey, but I just want, you know, the donkey's legs or whatever. So the point is, okay, the point is, since the Gentile had some portion of the donkey, then the donkey's exempt from Peter Hamor. The Gemara qualifies this. It has to be that if you would, like in theory, cut, let's say, we'll go back to a cow for a second. If it would be a cow, and like say you gave those legs, so if you cut off the cow's legs, it would now be a balmum. Can't bring it as a korban because it has no legs, right? So it has to be that the Gentile owns something significant enough that if you would remove it from the animal, it would now be no longer fitting to be a korban. If you're talking about something outside of the body, visible from the outside, like the legs, so then it's called a balmum. There's a kol shekein, you're talking about inside the body. In other words, if you say, I'll sell you my donkey's heart. Okay, so obviously, if the animal doesn't have a heart, it's not a balmum, because the mumen come from the external perception of the animal. It's not galui, you don't see a missing heart from the outside. But obviously, an animal missing heart is a trefa. It can't live like that, and therefore it'd be possible as a korban anyways. But that would mean, just speaking it out for a second, hypothetically, you know, your donkey has two kidneys. And hypothetically, if a Gentile says, I just want one of those kidneys because I need it for whatever, my lab experiment or something. So since an animal that is missing a kidney is not a trefa, and an animal that's missing a kidney is not a balmum, so if it would be that the kidney is owned by a Gentile, for argument's sake, then the donkey would still be subject to the requirements of Peter Hamor. Okay. So as a Mishnah further, v'hamakabel mimenu, these are two kind of financial transactions where the one party, Mr. A, says to Mr. B, listen, you raise my animal, you'll feed it, and you'll take care of it, and whatever. And when it has offspring, we'll share the proceeds. Okay? So, havamakal meno means that the Jew accepts from the Gentile the donkey, and like he's awarded, let's say, the offspring as a compensation. So still it's exempt. And similarly, v'hanos and lo b'kabbalah means that the Jew gives his donkey to the non-Jew to raise, and they're sharing the profits of the offspring. All those things, again, patar min ha-bechora. They're all exempt from the mitzvah of peter chamor, of bechora, and the similar would be the case if we're talking about a goat or a cow or a sheep, etc. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, be Yisrael. The pasuk I read to you before, Hikdashi li kol b'chor b'Yisrael, so it says specifically Jews, avlo b'cherem, not by non-Jews. They're exempt if they have, since it's kol, it has to be entirely owned by a Jew and not by owned by a non-Jew. Okay, the Mishnah continues on. This actually is a new Mishnah in the Gemara. It's on Daf Gimel, a new Mishnah in the Bavli. But it says, Kohanim u'Leviim paturim mikol v'chomer. The donkey that's owned by a Kohen or a Levi is also exempt from Peter Chomor, even though they're Jew, of course, through and through. This is based on a Kol V'Chomer. The Kol V'Chomer is that the Levim, they themselves exempted the, like in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, they exempted the Jewish children. The Pasuk says, Kach es Levim tachas Kol B'chor b'vnei Yisrael. The Levim came in place of the B'chorim and the Yisrael, and so they're of course, there's no opinion of Ben on a Levi because they're coming to be like essentially, or Cohen, a subcategory of Levi. Dinhu says the Mishnah, it's perfectly logical, like a Kol V'Chomer, she yifteru shel atzman. If they themselves are exempt from like called Pidyon HaBen, a Cohen and a Levi, so all the more so, their property is exempt from Pidyon Peter Chamor. This is specifically talking about Peter Chamor, because it is a separate pasuk which connects them, says in Bamidbar Yudches pasuk Tezvav, Ach pado tifte es b'chor ha'adam, ves b'chor behema ha'tameya tifte. And so it connects them that the behema tameya, meaning specifically donkeys, must be redeemed like the firstborn Jews, and just like the Levi and a Kohen is exempt from the pinyon ben of firstborn Jew, so for sure, their behemah tameya is exempt. Period. Just to speak out, we'll see it again later on. In fact, that's din. Period. Just want to speak out that if a Levi or a Cohen owns a cow, goat, or sheep, their property is in fact yes subject to the mitzvah of bechor. So that means that the firstborn cow, goat, sheep of a Levi must be brought as a korban bechor, etc. But they don't have to give it to somebody else. They can keep it for themselves. But the point is, the exemption here is for specifically the behemah tameah of the peter chamor because of the pasuk that I just read to you before.